You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello and welcome along to the Student Radio Association show on InRadio, where today we'll be taking a look at Tramlines Festival in Sheffield, which we're attending next week. The festival is pretty special as it's set in the city centre itself across various venues. We're going to be speaking about the lineup of the festival and also speaking to booking officer Kate about this year's event. We'll also hear music from acts playing the festival, including this year's headliner, Khalees.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge.
If you're smart.
So let's take a look at the lineup for Tramlines Festival. You heard Khalees there, who headlines the festival alongside a lot of other great student radio acts. Dizzy Rascal returns to the live scene to play for the Sheffield crowd, and you can also hear one of Britain's best bands, Catfish and The Bottlemen, headlining Tramlines this year. Alongside those three, you can also catch the wonderful indie band The Dandy Warhols, alongside the funk of George Clinton's Parliament, and the legendary rap group Jurassic 5. If those headliners weren't enough, you can also see the likes of Young Fathers, Mystery Jets, Lil Sims, and The Enemy in the very diverse lineup, and all of those acts are spread across multiple venues. I'll be telling you a bit more about the venues and the city in a second, but here, right now, is Catfish and The Bottlemen.
You're simpatico, and of all the lived homes and all the mixed feelings, you cut above, and you don't know worries are a chest full of heartache. Yes, I know.
Let me know when I'm needed home.
talking Tramlines, which the SRA will bring you coverage from next weekend. We've taken a look at the lineup for the festival, and now we talk about the venues which will take part at Tramlines this year. The festival is so much about these venues, as you can make music memories in places you didn't think you ever could. There's a main stage at the festival, which will look similar to what most of you will think festivals sort of look like. However, let's explore some of the others. There are many clubs and bars taking part, but for me it's the more obscure and unusual venues which will be exciting. You can see live music at the Millennium Gallery, which is this lovely sort of large glass building this year. The Showroom Cinema will also be offering live music, which is pretty cool and combining the love of film and music. You can also see acts at the Folk Forest, which is a lovely outdoor woodland sort of area. And last but certainly not least, the Sheffield Cathedral will make for the most amazing moods and acoustics over the weekend. Don't take my word for it though, I spoke to Head of Live Bookings Kate about Tramlines, and you can hear that interview after the song from The Enemy.
For people like us, you know, nothing ever happened on it. So, while the toilet smells of desperation, the streets so echo of aggravation, you wonder why you can't get no sleep when you've got nothing to do and you've had nothing to eat. Your life's slipping and sliding right out of you, and there's absolutely nothing that you can do. Well, we'll live and die in these towns. Don't let it drag you down, don't let it drag you down now. We'll live and die, we'll live and die in these towns. Don't let it drag you down, don't let it drag you down now. Dirty dishes from a TV meal that went cold from the wind through a smashed up window. You can't go out if anybody calls you, cause you can't have a bath when there's no hot water. And your friends are out on the town again, and you ask yourself if it'll ever end. And it's all too much for your head to take, just a matter of time before you break. Well, we'll live and die, we'll live and die in these towns. Don't let it drag you down, don't let it drag you down now. We'll live and die, we'll live and die in these towns. Don't let it drag you down, don't let it drag you down now.
This is the Student Radio Association show on N Radio, and we're joined by Kate from Tramlines, who is the head of live bookings there. Tramlines is just around the corner, so Kate, how excited are you about the festival this year?
Really looking forward to it. This is our eighth year, and it's, you know, we're hurtling to it apace. So yeah, really, really looking forward to it. It's our biggest yet, most number of artists we've ever had, some of the biggest names as well. So yeah.
Tramlines is a bit different to a lot of other festivals that people may know about. I think people's perceptions of what festivals are, you know, it's like set in a big field essentially. But what do you think the main differences are between those kind of festivals that obviously a lot of people are aware of and sort of like in-city festivals?
I think, there's loads of stuff. I mean, a thing that we really enjoy about Tramlines is that the format of the festival is kind of dictated by the city, you know. So we do have outdoor stages, and we do have the, you know, you can go and get your wellies on and stand in a field and all of that kind of thing. But also we work with all of the city's major live music venues and club venues to put on a real range of artists across the weekend. And it means, you know, that our lineup can be quite diverse. You know, it takes in all different kinds of music, and you know, that's reflected kind of year on year in what the festival actually sounds like, you know.
This year the lineup's headed up by Dizzy Rascal, Khalees and Catfish and the Bottlemen, all sort of really different headliners. What do you think that the headliners are going to bring to the festival this year?
Well, we always try to go for a real range of different styles in the headliners. This year, obviously, is no different. We've actually got some co-headliners on each of the days as well. So the artists that you mentioned are going to be the ones who are closing out the days. But we've also got George Clinton with Parliament and Funkadelic playing on one of the days, Dandy Warhol playing on another, and Jurassic 5 playing on the other one as well. So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of six artists who are headlining the festival, which is amazing and is more than we've done before. And, yeah, I mean, personally for me, it's Khalees and George Clinton who I can't wait to see. I mean, they're both artists that we've been wanting to get to play the festival for ages, and yeah, we just can't wait. I mean, George Clinton's got something like a 20-piece band on stage with him.
Wow. Yeah. That sounds great.
It's going to be a big daft live show.
As you said, the festival sort of spread across many venues and the lineup's pretty enormous, so it might be for people that are going down, they might need a bit of hand sort of picking out some favourites. Is there anybody that you would tip to definitely see as well as George Clinton?
Yeah, it turns. And yeah, I mean, a great thing about Tramlines is that it takes place from, you know, you can be at the main stage and you can go down the road to like a little 200 capacity venue like the Harley and see some amazing breaking talent. So, you know, at every venue across the whole festival, there's a lot of unsigned and emerging talent on offer. And loads of stuff to check out across like a real range of genres. Some of the ones that I'm really excited about, we've got Gwen-O playing on our Folk Forest stage, and she's amazing. Her record came out, I think it was last year, and it's really great. We've got a rapper called Little Sims at Harley, which is going to be really, you know, really special to see her in such a small space. There's a whole range of stuff happening at the Cathedral over the weekend. Including a US psych band called Moon Duo. It's a beautiful space. It's like bits of the Sheffield Cathedral are like 12th century Gothic architecture. So yeah, it's a special place to see a band. And then we're also working again with a venue called Millennium Gallery, which is, I mean, by day, it's one of the city's kind of better known art spaces and gallery spaces, but for Tramlines we take it over and we put on a lineup of kind of left field and electronic music in there, and one of the artists who's playing on that bill is Mika Levy from Mikachu and the Shapes, who's also, she was BAFTA nominated for her soundtrack for Under the Skin, and she's really incredible, so I'm looking forward to seeing her.
Good, that sounds great. And Little Sims in a 200 capacity audience, that's definitely going to go off. Like, that's,
yeah, it's going to go off for sure.
100%. And you were saying it's not just during the day, is it? Because a lot of festivals, obviously, they maybe start about midday and then finish things up about 11 p.m. But Tramlines has got a lot of stuff going on at night time as well.
Yeah, it does. And you know, some of the venues, they've got music going on till like 8 a.m. So you could almost see music 24 hours a day if you have the stamina for it. You need a lot of coffee, but yeah, there's stuff on offer all night. Yeah, some of the venues that we work with, they're old industrial spaces which are now just a home to really cool like left field and experimental club promoters. So places like Hope Works or the Night Kitchen, there's like a real range of electronic and dance music that you can check out after all the main stages close.
That sounds great. And you've mentioned there's obviously quite a lot of venues, and I'm guessing kind of like the venues are almost part of the lineup, aren't they? Because a lot of them are quite iconic. Can you tell us a bit about maybe some of your favourite venues from years that you've obviously previously been working there?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's the ones that I mentioned. So working with the Cathedral is incredible. Working with the Millennium Gallery is really exciting. The warehouse venues really are, you know, some of the most forward-thinking promoters in the city. And then, you know, you go from that to somewhere iconic like the Leadmill, which has just had its 35th anniversary and had, like, you know, early shows from Pulp and all sorts of other massive artists. And, you know, it's just really impressive. You know, it's not the easiest time to be promoting live music now, and to see a venue like the Leadmill, which just really is an absolute success story, to still be thriving now is great.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that, and then we've got City Hall as well, which again is a really special venue and a really beautiful space, and we're using that both in the daytime with a kind of post-rock sort of lineup, and then at night with a club night, and yeah, it's this amazing room with like a light up dance floor, so yeah, it's gonna be pretty special.
And lastly, before I let you go, what would you say to somebody who's thinking of coming along to try and convince them to buy a ticket?
I mean, I think the thing about Tramlines is that you really can have all manner of different experiences, you know, because there's such a range of venues and there's such a range of artists on offer. There kind of is something for everyone, you know. I've got mates who come along and they don't go to the main stage once all weekend because there's so much in the venues. We've got like 250 artists on over the weekend, so yeah, there's tons. There's, you know, we try and program it so there aren't too many clashes, but you can easily pack out a weekend, and you're in Sheffield, which is a great city, and there's plenty going on, you know, outside of the music. So yeah, there's it's a really good opportunity to come see the city at its best, get a feel for what Sheffield does, and check out some bands.
Top of the roster, real deal, you can see it in my posture. I feel like Leo with the Oscar. The price just changed, no sound will cost ya. And I'm not an imposter. My style don't borrow or foster. My enemies will not prosper. Seems like every time they take a shot, they hit the crossbar. And I move like Neymar. Them boys ain't even on my radar. I do my own stunts, no savior. That's why you got a stunt so major. They say I go mad for the paper. I think I need a shrink and a tailor. But I do not think about failure. I'm a star, I should get my own trailer. Hype. Every time I'm around, it's a hype. Touchdown and the crowd gets hype. Straight gas, got the whole place hype. I'm a bad boy and I do what I like. Every time I'm around, it's a hype. Touchdown and the crowd gets hype. Straight gas, got the whole place hype. It's a hype. Touchdown and the crowd gets hype. Straight gas, got the whole place hype. I'm a bad boy and I do what I like. Every time I'm around, it's a hype. Touchdown and the crowd gets hype. Straight gas, got the whole place hype. Legit, I do not slip, I just stick to the script. Fully equipped, there is no stopping me. I do not quit, I do not kip. Ready for action, I've gotta be physically fit. Sit ups and burpees and dips. Getting the grip in this making me physically sick. Somehow I still get a kick. Hype, every time I'm around, it's a hype. Touchdown and the crowd gets hype. Straight gas, got the whole place hype. I'm a bad boy and I do what I like. Every time I'm around, it's a hype. Touchdown and the crowd gets hype. Straight gas, got the whole place hype. It's a hype. Touchdown and the crowd gets hype. Straight gas, got the whole place hype. I'm a bad boy and I do what I like. Every time I'm around, it's a hype. Touchdown and the crowd gets hype. Straight gas, got the whole place hype.
thank you to Kate for speaking to us at the SRA. We will be on site next weekend at Tramlines, so stay tuned to hear how we get on. You can still grab your tickets at tramlines.org.uk, and that's all we have time for today. So from the Student Radio Association show on N Radio, bye for now.
Listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.